Thanks for holding. My name is Kristen, the supervisor over the fraud department. How may I assist you today?
Okay, I've got a charge on my credit card. And anyway, it says primetrendygadgets.com. And anyway, is how it started. I had purchased something from Home Depot, and then I got a an email for a survey. And anyway, so I finished the survey. Well, you know, supposed to get, you know, something free, which I should have, you know, realized right there that it's something fraudulent. But anyway, so then there's a $59.89 charge on my credit card.
Okay, let's see here. So I do see the account is for the Evo Trainer. I am showing where the account has been canceled out. Now you're saying that you never signed up to enter like a to win like a smartwatch or like a diet product where you only pay the shipping?
No.
Okay, just have to verify this information. Your email address is jwrohr@gmail.com.
Yes.
And the shipping address was 21327 State 287, correct?
Yes.
All right, just have to notate everything. So what we're going to do is get this information over to your local authorities. Whomever did place this information and use your information, they will be facing jail time and penalty charges. Now, I do have to let you know if it does come back that it is a false case of fraud that you can be penalized as well. Would you like to proceed with the fraud investigation?
Well, yeah. But is it going to do me any good?
Okay.
Well, most of the time they don't even go after them.
Okay. Now, this fraud investigation is because if we temporarily refund this charge and it comes back that it was a false case of fraud, that you can be penalized for filing a false claim. We just have to let you know that information. Just give me one moment. All right, so I did go ahead and get that $59.89 refunded for you. I'll allow that refund 3 to 5 business days to go back into the account.
Okay. So I think it's what I'm going to do. I'm going to contact my credit card company and let them know and then probably cancel the card.
Well, that's fine, sir. That'll just cancel out your refund, but your refund takes 3 to 5 business days.
It'll cancel out the refund?
Yeah, you should probably wait to get your refund and then do whatever you're going to do with your credit card.
Okay, so basically that they've got my credit card stuff already.
Yeah, this has the credit card information, the email address, the phone number. It pretty much has everything on the account.
Okay.
So what your bank, we'll just have to provide your bank with the IP address to verify exactly where that order was placed and inside what home.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Yep. Thank you. Will I get an email verification on this?
The emails are automatically generated, so give it 24 hours. Did you already receive a confirmation number for your cancellation of this account?
I haven't checked.
Okay, I can give you a confirmation number when you're ready.
Well, just a second. I'll check and see if I've got the email here. Bits Hub customer service cancellation notification.
Yeah, we are a customer support center.
Okay. I got it here.
Okay, sir. Well, enjoy the rest of your day, and thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.